This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis speaking. We're bringing you God's messages at this time in the old Trailblazer broadcast. We're going out each morning, riding out hour early, most of the places. Some of you folks hear the broadcast later on in the day. But we are just blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. Many of you have been with us now for many, many months, even years, and I appreciate that. I wish you'd let me know that you're listening. Also, let me remind you that you can hear the old Trailblazer on your internet now at www.wlno.com every morning at 8:45 to 9 o'clock. Many of our other radio stations are also streaming the Trailblazer broadcast, so if you have your Voice of Truth magazine, look there in the radio schedule, and you can pick up those broadcasts. We bring in you a series of studies now on the soon return or the soon coming of our blessed Lord. And we were looking there in our last study. We began to look where the Lord was talking to his disciples about going away there to the Last Supper. Let's pick it up there. That night of all nights, as he sat there at the Last Supper with his disciples, ate the feast of the Passover with them, instituting the Lord's Supper, he noticed that they were troubled. I'm sure they were. They were flesh, just like you and I. They seemed to want to talk about him, wanted to talk to him about their troubled hearts and their things they didn't understand. And much of that was taking place they never understood. But they knew they were facing an hour that they had never faced before. And I wish you'd get that. I believe that you and I today are facing a very perilous time, my friend. Everything was uncertain to them. Everything was climaxing for that tragical hour. Then he turned to them there and said with all the tenderness and pathos of his heart, he was soon to leave. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Then it seemed that he raised his eyes, no doubt, toward heaven and continued, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Now, my friend, that's a great passage. I wish you'd read it there in John chapter 14, starting at the first verse. He says, "I will come again." Those are the most comforting words that any believer, any child of God could ever want to hear. I will come again, and I will receive. That word receive means to take you by force. Yes, we're in a strange land. We're in a no man's land, a Satan's land. In other words, he said, "I'm coming back someday, an appointed day, and I'm going to take you to be with me. I'll take you by force out of this world. I'll take you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also." Shortly after this, he was betrayed there in the garden by one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot. Now, my friend, I've heard folks cuss Judas Iscariot, blaspheme him. But, my friend, he was blinded by Satan. He was demon-possessed. And listen, oh, what a death that he suffered. Listen, they brought him up there before the judges, speaking of Christ. There he stood in the morning light, mocked, spit upon, brought there, led as a lamb to the slaughter, standing there upon the threshold, facing death as a substitute for sinners, facing death as a sinner's sin offering, facing Calvary as our representative. Let me put it like this in the personal, as my representative, as my substitute. He then said to them, "Ye shall see me sitting on the right hand of power and coming in clouds of heaven." Wherefore, my friend, listen now, he was always referring there to his second coming. Yes, they crucified him and laid him in the grave there to lay for 3 days and 3 nights. Oh, listen, 40 days and 40 nights after he arose from the grave, he showed himself for 40 days and 40 nights after arising or raising from the grave. He showed himself to his disciples, and they knew without a shadow of a doubt that it was this same Jesus who was crucified. On the 40th day, he walked out to the Mount of Olives with his disciples. Standing there in a semicircle, he was taken up to heaven and received out of the sight, out of their sight, with a cloud. Now, I know we can't reiterate this scene too much. This is our blessed Lord going back to heaven, my friend. Just listen now. He was lost of view. All at once, there stood in the midst of these men two heavenly messengers dressed in white, two angels, we call them. Their attention was drawn to those two heavenly visitors who addressed disciples in these words. Now, I want you to get these words. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? They were no doubt looking as the Lord disappeared into the clouds. They were watching him go out of sight. This was their beloved. This was the one whom they had walked with for 3 years, 3.5 years. One who they had seen crucified there on the cross. And that one who had addressed them after he had risen from the dead. And now he's leaving. He's going away. But I want to bring you something here. Just watch it. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye up gazing up into the heavens? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Now, that's our hope, folks. That's our blessed hope, that they shall see him. We shall see him. We shall see him as he comes back to this earth. Oh, listen, my friend. Don't be discouraged, believer. Don't be discouraged, awakened sinner. Our Lord has not left us. He's coming back. He's coming back. Not someone else. Not a representative. Not an angel. No, not Michael. Not any of the archangels. This same Jesus. This same Jesus who was born as a baby there in Bethlehem. This same Jesus who at the age of 12 astounded the doctors. This same Jesus who was baptized in the River Jordan by the Apostle John. You remember that scene, folks? The Lord Jesus came there to be baptized, and John the Baptist was baptizing in Jordan River. And when the Lord was baptized, there came a voice from heaven. You ever heard that voice? Not an audible voice, but have you ever read that scripture? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Our Lord pleased our Heavenly Father. Oh, listen. This same Jesus who fasted 40 days and was tempted in the wilderness by Satan and walked out victorious, this same Jesus who for 3 years and 3.5 years had walked up and down the shores of Galilee, over the hills of Judea, through the city of Jerusalem, this same Jesus who never met a funeral, but he broke it up, who cleansed the leper, who healed the sick, who forgave the sinner, who washed clean the harlot, who preached the gospel to the poor, yes, this same Jesus who was betrayed by Judas and led captive by his own people, who bore the cross from Pilate's court to Golgotha's hill, this same Jesus who died on the cross as our substitute, who was buried as a scapegoat and rose again as our justifier, this same Jesus who stood in the midst of his disciples the night after his resurrection and held forth his scarred hand, his badge of identification, this same Jesus who walked with his disciples out to Mount Olivet and went back to heaven, shall come away as he went away. Shall come back as he went away. Let me repeat that. Shall come as he went away. The two angels said, this same Jesus so shall come in like manner, my friend. Yes, he'll come in like manner as he went away. He went away in a cloud. He'll come back in a cloud. And as Revelation 1:7 says, behold, he cometh with clouds. He went away in bodily form. He'll come back in bodily form. His disciples saw him when he went away. Bless your heart. We'll see him when he comes back. Praise the Lord, my friend. Praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. You have anything to praise the Lord for this morning, my friend, out there, wherever you are? You may be plowing in the field on the back 40. You may be in an airplane. You may be in your penthouse. You may be there on the front porch of the old country home. My friend, you have something to praise the Lord for. Our hearts rise with rapture and ecstatic joy when we think of our Lord's blessed return. Friend, I'm not looking for an event. Are you? Are you looking for a great event? I'm looking for the personal return of my blessed Lord to earth again. I'm not so concerned about the manner in which he'll come. I want to see him, my beloved, the joy of my heart, the object of my love, my Redeemer, my Savior, my Lord. My friend, is that your desire? Is that your desire? Or are you think that's foolishness? I want to see the God who died for me and the God who loved me with such love that he went to the cross, paid my sin debt in full. I want to see the God who has been so patient with me, so long-suffering, one who has shed forth his love in my heart, washed me in his own blood, indwelt me by his own spirit, kept me by his power. No wonder men through all ages have died for the Lord. No wonder the martyrs stood there and raked the faggots of fire to their feet and legs and when they could have recanted. No, my friend, he walked down the shores of Galilee, called men, left them at his feet crying, my Lord and my God. May every saint, even at this hour, crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadems and crown him Lord of all. Now, my friend, I don't know about you, but this is a blessed thought to my heart. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Don't go around with a long face, my friend. Don't do that. Look up. Look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. And are you ready to go be with the Lord? Are you? Could I just ask you that? Could the old trailblazer just ask you at this time, are you ready to go be with the Lord? You know, I find myself so remiss in not witnessing for the Lord. I sit here and bring you these messages on the radio, but I want to just ask you, are you ready to go be with the Lord? Don't get mad with me and stomp out of the house. No. Did you know you have an eternal soul, my friend? And did you know that if you're not saved, it's going to spend eternity somewhere apart from God, and that is in hell's fire? That's right. Every soul, the Bible says, every soul that sinneth, it shall die, and is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Could I just impress on your heart? Don't turn away. Don't turn the gospel down. Don't turn to the beggar elements of the world. Think about the Lord. He's coming back. Oh, folks deny it and all of those things, but he's coming back. He's coming back to take us unto himself. What a joyful day. What a joyous day that's going to be. The saints of God, my friend. Did you know he can save you if you trust him? If you come to him? Taking the blame, repenting. What is repentance? Taking the blame. Oh, my friend, have you ever repented? You say, well, old trailblazer, I don't know anything about it. No, but the Lord knows. But, my friend, this is the old trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendorf. And if you would, tune in Monday through Friday at the same station, week after week, day after day, and help me with the broadcast, if you will. I appreciate it, if you would. May the Lord's richest blessings rest upon you. Goodbye.